Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She thinks I still care. Just because I ask a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good.
I thought a little George Jones seemed appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Possum.
The possum himself.
Yeah.
And what is he? She thinks. And there you go.
There you go. Hey, family. I hope if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, shame on you, but first thing, you'd need to go and get the podcast and listen to it. Wow.
Dr. Stunts was awesome.
Oh, man. He's like talking to Bob Lusk. You know, Bob knows everything there is to know about freshwater. And Bob would tell you, I know nothing about salt water, that you can't drink it. That's all Bob would tell you. But, and then we talked to Greg Stunts, and he's the same way. He doesn't know what's going on in freshwater. But, you know, a lot of the things that the tournaments and such as that we've been doing in freshwater a long time now is going to saltwater. And he was saying, you know, this, what did he call it? The, I got my notes. Hang on. The Release Sense Program. Y'all check it out. The Release Sense Program. It's teaches you how to catch and release a lot of fish, and they're doing it in freshwater for a long time with bass and such as that. So check it out.
Well, every fishing show I see, it's always catch and release.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what nobody, well, we've got to eat fish, you know.
You have to take some.
You got to eat some. I mean, if you don't, all they're going to do is get smaller. And that's something that Bob Lust told me, and consequently, I've been talking to some of the bass fishermen. They, Ken, you know, we listen to your show. I said, yeah. And Bob Lust says, you got to eat bass. I said, well, yeah. And consequently, you know what was caught out of Lake Travis? A Sherlunker. I wonder, was that because
somebody put it back in?
Well, they put it back in, or they're eating bass out of Lake Travis, and that's leaving more bait fish for larger fish to eat. I don't know. You know, this is something. Now, Bob will tell you. Now, if you catch a 3-pound, just snow white belly, emerald back, and it's 3-pound fish, put it back, because that's a Florida hybrid, and 3 pounds.
Probably a breeder.
Probably a breeder, yes. So put it back. Now, if you catch a 2-pound, if you want to eat it. If you catch one of those that's got that motley green belly and that olive-looking colored skin, and it's a little skinny and it's all head, eat that fish, because that's a native fish. And it's not ever going to get real big. So, yeah, eat some bass.
Eat that Guadalupe bass.
And the Guadalupes are delicious. They are delicious. So you can eat the, and I don't know. Well, how many fish can you keep? I think they're the same as the regular bass. You can only keep 5 apiece. I don't know. But I don't think they have a size limit. We're going to have to talk. Don Gordon, just stick around. Don Gordon, we're going to have Don Gordon on in the bottom of this hour. And we'll ask Don about that. What's the rules on Guadalupe bass? Sean will be next. And then we're going to talk Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. And I get to tell Jerry what Greg told us. You know, Jerry was worried about the bait fish and pin perch and all of that. And menhaden. So I get to tell, we get to tell him what Greg told us about that. He's probably done. Jerry probably done heard it on the show, but yeah. So it was a great show yesterday. Today's going to be a great show. I kind of opened it up. I'm going to just talk to guides today. No hunting. It's going to be mostly fishing. Well, Chico, I don't know what Chico, me and Chico get talking about. Usually food. I told him I wanted some red and green chili. Okay. Well, Eric just looked it up. Bag limit for Guadalupe bass are 5 per day with no size limit.
No minimum length. Yes.
No minimum length. So you can catch 5 a day.
That's for the Guadalupe bass.
And if you have some big ones in there, that's good. Or if you have a bunch of little ones and you catch a bigger one, you can pitch the little one back in the water and throw the big one in there. So yeah. Anyway, we got a great show. We really do. We're going to visit with, Sean next. Then we're going to talk to Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters, Don Gordon, and we're going to talk to Kimry. She did a trip. She put in at Terlingua and went downriver from Rio Grande and went through the Santa Elena Canyon, Boquillas Canyon, there at Big Bend. And made a trip on the Rio Grande, and had a bunch of Boy Scouts with her, I think. And we'll, of course, we'll talk about her renting kayaks over here on Lady Bird Lake, and such as that. Then we're going to talk to Shane Levy, Freer Deer Camp. I wanted to find out what's going on. It ain't getting rain. So he's going to tell you, feed. Of course, we got to feed our animals. Got to feed our animals. Our deer. If you're wanting big deer, you better be putting some protein out. So, yeah. Then we're going to visit with Chico. And then the last segment of the 7 o'clock hour is open. I'm just going to visit with everybody and talk about being the first weekend, you know, turkey season started yesterday in South Zone. So, yeah. Started yesterday and runs through May. Hang on. I got honey up here. Started yesterday and runs through. Nope. That's North Zone. I got to find my, I got my notes here. Hang on. South Zone. Okay. Started yesterday, March 20th and runs through May 2nd. So,
with a lot of convoluted rules.
I mean, you just get you an almanac, get your rule book from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You can pick them up at HEB or anywhere you usually get a license. You can get them there. You can get them at Academy, different ones. Just get you a rule book.
You don't want to end up on an episode of Lone Star Law.
I know it.
game warden out there after you.
Yeah. But, yeah. Texas Parks and Wildlife, they do such a wonderful job. Robin Rikers is over the saltwater division. I've met him during the time, Greg Stuns introduced me to him. And such an individual that dearly loves saltwater and dearly loves making sure we have fish along the Gulf of Mexico for our kids. And that's why I love to help CCA because of the same way. But Robin, you know, he just does a great job. And it's something that's going to fix this will be our fish hatcheries, our Texas Parks and Wildlife, the fish hatcheries. for salt water that will fix this freeze, put more fish in. But next, Sean. So, family, we'll see y'all on the other side. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. And got to thank y'all for getting up this morning and tuning in. Hey, family, we'll see you in a little bit.
She rides in all her splendor each night at 9 o'clock. Her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel plays a tune as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollars home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules the smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and a barstool is her throne.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word is?
Good word is we found Sean, and Sean sent me some pictures earlier in the week of a bunch of bass he caught. And you wasn't fishing a tournament. You ought to slap your hand.
I've already done it. Everybody's calling me the pre-fishing champion.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
They're like, you can always catch them when it don't count, but when it comes to tournament time, you may get lucky here and there, but he says, you always do very well when you're pre-fishing. I know. Like, well, tournament times now, like, I got one coming up pretty quick, so I ain't even... I just fished Belton death last Tuesday just for the last time, so we'll see before the tournament now.
Those were some good bass you had.
Yeah, one was almost 7, and then a couple, one almost 5, and then a 4.
Yeah, that's money fish right there. If you'd had them in a tournament, you'd have been way up there.
Right.
You'd have won it with the big bass.
Pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I mean, we caught them on beds. And, you know, usually in the springtime when they're spawning and you find them like that, it's pretty fun to catch them, you know, bedding fish.
What were you throwing? Were you throwing a crawfish-colored worm, or what were you chunking?
In fact, yeah, we were shaggy-heading and we were throwing a creature bait. It looks like a crawfish, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it was green pumpkin and had a little purple in it.
Just something that made them upset and they wanted to eat it.
Oh, man. You catch a bedding fish. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Charles Whitehead and Don Gordon, all them catch a bedding fish. They get mad. When you pull them up off a bed like that, they mad.
Oh, yeah.
They want to come unglued, untrained something.
Yep. So, yeah. Now... On Belton, it's getting so clear. Have you changed your way that you fished Belton? I know with the zebra mussels in it, that's what's making it so clear. Are you changing your line? Are you still using a light line? Are you going to braid, or what's going on?
No, I've actually downsized a little bit. Like where I was throwing 12 pounds on a shaky head. Now I may still keep it 12 pound, but a lot of times I may downsize it to 10, you know, or get a spinning rod and do like drop shot, have or 8 pound test or, you know, something. But if I'm not throwing light line, I try to make the, you know, as long a cast as I can. That way it kind of, the fish don't see you, you don't see her.
Right.
So But the longer the cast is what I try to do a lot of times, because sometimes you can get in a predicament where you get a big fish on and it may wrap you up. And if you'd have had light line, you might have snapped it or broke off, or, you know, have a heavier line, you know, you have a better chance. The odds are better to get her out.
And with the zebra mussel right now, they just brush a zebra mussel and that line is cut.
Yeah, it's like sticking a butter, you know, a knife in hot butter. It just goes right through it.
Yeah, it's, and I'm sitting here trying to think, is there a lake that's in around us that doesn't have zebra mussels now? Buchanan's got them, not bad yet. Travis has got them bad.
You know, here, what, a month or two ago, I think we were talking.
Waco.
We don't have them no more. That the core, or somebody, they hired a team to come in or something and do that plastic seating down
Waco.
By the, yeah. So Lake Waco doesn't have them anymore. Or it may, you know, they may not have it, but we may not know for sure 100% until later on, it, unless they have, you know, ways of knowing.
What's the lake right above Waco? I can't come up with that name right for some off the top of my head.
Whitney.
Does Whitney have zebra mussels?
I haven't heard that. I don't know.
Because if
That's
they do, anything below Whitney will have zebra mussels.
And I think Whitney feeds.
Yeah, Whitney feeds.
Wake up through the bobby. Yeah.
If they don't have them now, they will. You know that as well as I do. But
they'll come back.
Yeah, they'll get there. But anyway, we were talking about a little bit earlier. I was telling people about you know, the zebra mussels, how they take and filter everything out and they eat that, and consequently then you're, I can't think of what what's the little bitty specks about the size of coarse ground pepper that they dump into. It's not fingerlings, it's right out of an egg.
The fry
yeah.
That's what we, you know, the bass, you know, the fingerlings and stuff. Yep. And if they're, you know, after they spawn, then a lot of times they'll sit back and guard the fry. But, you know,
that's
so
it.
The carp or the perch or something don't eat them.
Yeah, the fry. But, you know, that's, I don't know. It's just, you know, with the Sherrill Lunker program, they've had four come out of OHIV, one out of Conwell, run out of Travis, and then they've already had more fish this year than they have had in several years. So it's going to be good. We're going to have a lot of fingerlings to dump into other lakes. Consequently, that's one thing that Texas Parks and Wildlife does. They make sure that we have plenty of big fish to fish for.
That's it.
And that's, you know, that's why people, a lot of your fishermen, your professionals like Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance, and those guys, they love to come to Texas to fish because Whitney. Okay, Whitney doesn't have, Eric's looking up, Whitney doesn't have zebra mussels. Whitney's not
it
a
doesn't.
Zebra mussel lake. Not yet.
Not yet. Hopefully it don't.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
But
I understand Maxie got a good fish over the last few days.
Oh, yeah. Max caught a 16.5-pound striper on a umbrella rig. They had four stripers on that were from 4 to 6 or 7 pounds at one time on one of those rigs.
Holy moly.
He says, Dad, you ought to see. They tangle. I said, well, they got to. They're just sitting there going round and around each other. He says, that's what they do.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, wow.
Wow. Is it making you want to get back out there and go fish?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go fishing. I'm thinking about, in fact, is I'm looking at a boat right now that I'm going to, it's an older boat, but it's one of our boats that we've had a while. and I'm probably gonna rig it back up and get a new Tohatsu and put it on there from Rick over there, and I think I'll probably be hollering at you for long.
Hey, I'm ready. We'll test it out.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'll bring the tacos.
Yeah, that'll work too. But Buckcannon is good. I mean, striped fishing pretty good on Buckcannon right now.
Right.
And Max has just been trolling, catching them. Where I was a live bait guy, Max is getting out there trolling those umbrella rigs. Got 9 jigs hanging behind that umbrella rig, and he is slamming them. He'll go through a school of white bass and have 9 white bass on at one time. I'm sitting there, no, that's cheating. He says, Dad, you can't believe when you pull them in and people say, I got 9 fish on one pole. Yeah.
Wow.
Or they'll pull up and they'll have 2 stripers and 3 white bass on. I'm sitting there, wow. Now, I know that bass fishermen, y'all been using umbrella rigs, the little 4 lure.
The 5-wire ones, yeah. Yep. And some of them tournaments where, you know, they're outlawed, they're banned, that they're, you can't use them.
Really?
Yeah. Now, like, there was one, I don't know if it's Media Bass or Fisher's Event, but that tournament trail, if you use it, it can only have 2 hooks on it.
Well, you know, that's the thing with the umbrella rigs. When you're dragging it, you're dragging a school of bait fish.
Bait, yep.
And that's what it looks like when that fish sees it. Here's 9 jigs went by. And, damn, look at that school. I'm going to get that outside one. Because that's what they'll go for. The outside one is the weak one. And they run up there and grab it. And here's another striper sitting there looking at. And, oh, man, that guy just got one. I got to go up and get me one. He goes up there and grabs them. And it gets crazy in a hurry.
It'll get western real quick.
Oh, tell them how to find you, brother.
My phone number is 254-702-9218, or they can email me, SeanUson@hotmail.com.
Appreciate it, brother. I'll holler at you.
All right, be good.
Be good. Hey, family. Hey, we're fixing a visit with Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters, and I got some stuff. He wanted me to ask Greg some things. So we got plenty of things to tell him. We got to get out of here. Family, thank y'all. Thank you, Callahan's General Store. See you in a little bit, family.
Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport. And I followed you, big river, when you called.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Got out of town on a boat from the southern islands.
Well, y'all know we're visiting with Jerry today.
Yes.
And he's busy already this morning.
Is it already morning?
It is.
These people didn't go to bed.
Well, are you sold out of shrimp yet?
Yes. I sold out last night.
There you go. So now, tell me this.
Sold out last night. I got a big bear come in and brought me like 150 pounds. Sold out last night.
Good gosh. Okay, let me tell you what. You asked me to ask Greg Stun some stuff, and you were asking about the bait fish. Are there going to be a shortage of bait? And he says possibly very first part right now. But he says, right. So they go out in the deep water to spawn. A lot of your fish do. And it's the right. little fry and the fingerlings coming in now. So he says, yes, possibly there will be a shortage for a while. But within weeks, you won't have a shortage no more.
You know what's going to happen? Those fingerling he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All those little redfish and trout and flounder and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Their mamas and daddy's going to be eating them.
I know it. I know. Yeah, they will be. But, you know.
The best bait you can get is a little flounder. Don't tell anybody I said that.
I know. Yeah. You can't use game fish for bait, folks.
You cannot. Not even if you've caught them and filleted them. You can't use a head or anything.
Nah, you can't. Nope.
Years ago, I got in a little trouble like that, catching alligator gar with trout heads. The guy says, that's a really nice alligator gar. That's one of the biggest ones I've ever seen, and we wrestled it, and we let it go and everything. He said, oh, by the way, that's illegal bait.
Yeah,
I said, we'll get rid of it right now. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine. I said, okay.
Now, you can't use any part of a game fish for bait.
Right. You know, which I can understand that. I absolutely understand that, not using a game fish.
Yep.
But if it's obvious that you caught it and it was filleted and everything,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's too many ways people can cheat on that.
Yeah, I know.
Too many ways people can cheat.
Off of my dock, if you use the red meat off of a striper, it's wonderful bait. I heard. I didn't use it. I haven't ever tried it. I heard.
Yeah,
and,
heard.
And also,
I saw a guy using it one day.
Yeah, I saw. And his striper livers, same thing. I heard it's wonderful bait, catching catfish. I heard it. Never used it, just heard about it.
That's a little chicken liver, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's a little chicken liver, yeah. Well, what did we talk about?
Okay, yesterday? We're going to have the game wardens checking me and you both.
I know. They're listening to us. Okay. Yeah. Now, what part is he using? Yeah. We better go by there and check on and see if he got a bunch of catfish and see what he's using for bait. I only use cheese bait, sir. Only cheese bait.
Are the catfish biting?
Oh, yeah.
Are they? See, yeah. Y'all did the water temperature start to come back up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, we're warm now. I tell you what's really good, crappie. We had 30-something last weekend off my dock last Saturday.
A guy told me that yesterday. He was going fishing with us, and he said, yeah, we was up catching crappie somewhere. I can't remember where he said. And he said, man, we caught like 40 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I love crappie?
Crappie are good. I mean,
me and Ken like to eat.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, and Chico's the other one. He likes to eat too. That's why we're always talking food.
If we tell you something's not good, then by God, it's not good because we eat pretty much everything.
Nah. You can figure. You can make anything taste good. You really can.
Right.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, yesterday the wind started dying pretty good.
Okay.
We'll talk about fish. Yesterday, the wind started dying pretty good. We're catching a lot of fish in the bays here. My 8-hour trip yesterday did pretty good. You know, pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. But I had some people that weren't fishing because it was a little rough. But it got better as the day went along.
Mm-hmm.
Got down to like 2 to 3 foot by the afternoon.
That ain't bad.
And that's what it is today. So we're sending them out today, and we'll see what happens. I got a 5-hour trip going out, and that'll be in state waters. They'll try to catch some red snapper, and they'll have a few red snapper. They've been catching more big red fish and a few black gum, some gulf trout, and some gaff top. You know the water is warmed up enough, warmed up some, because we're catching a lot of gaff top all of a sudden. And out here in the surf, we got the pompano. Pompano are running pretty good out here in the surf.
Mm-hmm.
So that means our water came back up a little bit, which is good. We needed it because it was bad.
Greg also told me how many million red snapper there is in the Gulf of Mexico. Eric, was it 130-something or 183 million? Is that what it was? It was something like that.
It was quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's enough for everybody in the United States to have a fillet.
Oh, yeah. Every bit of it. But it was crazy how many he told us there was.
And the federal guys were counting that as half. They were telling us there was about half
of
that.
Yeah. And
less than 100 million.
Next week, I think you'll probably get the dates on red snapper seasons.
The last 2 years, it came in April. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the first or second week of April. So we're looking forward to knowing that because I am starting to get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. I think you'll get that next week because he said he called some. He says we'll know more about red snapper next week. And that's all he quit there. Amberjack, he didn't say
meeting.
He didn't say a whole lot about Amberjack. It's just fishing's good. And the where it didn't get hurt too bad around Port A and Rockport, but now you go to the Laguna Madre and go south, that's where it really got hit on your bay fish.
And, I have hope for later this afternoon, folks. There goes the shrimper. Shrimper's taking off right now.
He'll have bait later.
He's an early bird too.
Okay.
So I may have some live shrimp maybe around noontime.
There you go. Heck yeah.
Noontime when I got some more yesterday.
There you are.
So if you need live bait tomorrow, come see me, but not early.
Okay. Let's see. You need, and if you catch fish, you take them over to fence, get them clean first there at fish cleaner.
Then take them clean to fence because they don't want the whole fish.
Yeah. Then take them to fence, and they'll cook them for you.
Now, are those baiting shrimp?
Any way you want.
Shrimp too.
Fried, blackened, grilled.
No, you get the baiting. You're cooking shrimp at the Peggy Ann across on the other side of the.
Thought it was all the same.
Harbor.
And Bo's got some good looking shrimp right now, I'm telling you. He calls them extra large. They look like jumbos to me. $6 a pound. Now, of course, they got the heads on, but still, $6 a pound.
Hey, man.
I went over there the other day. I said, $6 a pound. I said, wait a minute, double my order.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all. Okay. But Eric was asking, says, do you get, is that eating shrimp? No, you get your eating shrimp across the harbor, and then you get your bait shrimp off of Jerry. But I guess you could eat them if you want.
I was just curious.
And this bait shrimp is about as fresh as you can get for eating, and right now there are a few jumbos in that tank. Because the only place to get it, you know, the water's still cool enough where these things in the bays in the shallower water, they're still hunkered up in the mud.
Oh, yeah.
Except in the middle of the day. And, you know, with the regulations we got, these guys have to be careful. So we're getting some Gulf shrimp for bait right now. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of a mix, but there's a few jumbo ones in there.
Okay.
And but they tell me that the sheep's head are flying all the way up onto the jetty out here.
You mean you got to put them in a paper sack?
You don't even hardly have to hook them.
Yeah, you got to put them in a, bait your shrimp, put it in a paper sack, and then throw it right out of the sack into the water. And that way they'll that's how you catch it. Oh, they'll jump up on the bait.
Or they jump up and hit you in the face.
Yeah, that's it.
Hit you in the face.
Tell them how to find you, brother. I'm out of time.
Hey, things are getting fun down here. Y'all come see us. Spring break can be over with pretty quick. It's going to be a little quieter next week. Give me a call. I'm at Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. First place on the left, you see the big red pirate ship. And give me a call, 361-749-5597.
Tell everybody I said, hell, we'll talk about Costa Rica next week.
Oh, big tournament down there right now. I'll give you some results.
That'll work. Be good, brother.
All right. You too.
Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. We got to thank you for tuning in. Thank Eric for playing good music. We'll see y'all on the other side, family. Thank you, Callahan's.
Texas.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylum.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Louisiana, down on the old good word is we found Don Gordon. And we're going to find out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, Eric done told me. We were talking a little bit ago about it. Don, how many Guadalupe can you keep legally? And Eric says he hunted it up and he says you can keep 5 a day legally. Oh, okay.
Correct.
Is that right?
But it's pretty much any size.
Yeah, any size is not
on,
yeah.
On Lake Travis, and I believe they included Buchanan.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the 14-inch minimum.
Okay. Because a 14-inch Guadalupe, that'd be a big damn bass.
There's a lot of them, and they
really?
Are so good. So good to eat.
So what you're saying is go out and catch 14 Guadalupe bass, or 5 14-inch Guadalupe bass, and it's almost
exactly.
As good as having a mess of crappie.
It is. It really is. It's my favorite of all the bass. I don't keep largemouth anymore. I only keep the guads, and they are so good.
And what this guy,
I highly recommend that.
What it all came down to is we were talking to yesterday. We were talking to Dr. Greg Stuntz. He's the saltwater guy, and we were talking about catch and release and such as that, and if you go out and fish, you know, catch enough for dinner and maybe one other meal if you want to, and then release everything. And I says, well, you know, Bob Lusk has been preaching that to us on the show for a number of years. You know, go out, catch you what you want to eat that day and maybe an extra meal, but don't worry about filling the freezers and then and be picky on what you pick up. You know, if you catch a 3-pound Florida, put it back in the water. Now, you catch a 2-pound Florida, you could eat it if you wanted to, or you can put it back in the water. But now, if you catch a 2 or 3-pound native bass, eat the hell out of it. So,
absolutely.
And, you know, it's something you've got to do is you've got to eat a few fish, because if you don't, the more fish that get out there, the smaller your fish get.
Yeah, you've got a age class, like all it is small fish. You're just out there catching 1-pound fish another. And that's Travis. And it's wildlife management, you know, no different than deer hunting.
Yep. Same thing. You got to watch and you got to keep them. You know, you got to eat a few of them, because if you don't eat them, they just get small. And people that say, well, there ain't nothing big in that tank over there but little fish, and I quit fishing it. Well, that's why there's little fish there. You quit fishing it.
Absolutely. A while back, we had a job in Decatur, and they had a man-made lake that covered 8 acres, and it was 40 feet deep at the deepest point, and it was spring-fed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was impounded in the 30s. And I said, there any fish in there? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, nobody has ever fished it, ever.
Good gosh.
And so we started doing that, and I brought the boat and left it there, and another guy brought a boat. And every other day we had fish fries for all the people there working. We were doing a bunch of bunk houses and stuff like that. It was for the CEO of Greyhound Bus Lines.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like 27,000 acre ranch out there. I mean, it was gorgeous. But But this lake, being spring fed and all, oh man, it was cool. Had about 50-50 grass in it. And man, we caught fish, and we ate them every other day. That was so cool. But that's managing after we did our job down there, and it took probably 6 months, you know, back and forth. But after we did that, the guy came down there and he said, "Man, after you guys thinned out those small fish like that," mm-hmm. he said, "some people have come down that were interested. I've always had people interested." So he got a boat to keep there at their little boathouse,
mm-hmm.
and he said they're catching big fish.
Yeah, and that's all it takes is take some of the small fish out, so the others can have enough to eat to get big.
It's competitive, and those young smaller fish are just like piranhas.
Yep. They're
and
faster.
The big fish are kind of lazy. They hang back. But, if you thin out those the piranhas,
mm-hmm.
the other fish will grow.
Yep.
Did Sean send you a bunch of pictures
of
some fish he's catching on Belton?
Yeah. Biggest one was 7 pounds, and he was pre-fishing a tournament. I says, "No, you don't catch those pre-fishing. That's the ones you catch on the tournament day."
Yeah, we kind of yucked it up about that too. He said, I just couldn't stop, and I went, I wouldn't either. That's some good fish though, and that's Belton. Travis is starting to come around a little bit. We're seeing a lot of cruisers out there.
Mm-hmm.
The spawn has not been in full swing yet. I'm sure that some fish have spawned deep. And anybody fishing Travis, this is something I learned a long time ago. Those bluff walls that have little stair steps,
mm-hmm.
those fish will go down about 10 foot on those stair steps and spawn
mm-hmm.
because nobody bothers them.
Right.
If you go to the back of the creeks and the flats and stuff like that, there's people back there pitching everything in the world. But those bluff walls mm-hmm. that have those stair steps, there's a lot of the better fish will spawn there. So that's the tip of the week there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fixing to be out of time, but I got something to throw at you to think about.
Sure.
The Guadalupalooza's. How long have we been doing those? Y'all been doing them?
I believe it was 2012 since
Good
we
gosh,
started.
9 years. Okay, so. Then you never heard of a Shara Lunker coming out of Lake Travis. Been taking little fish out, and what happens? We catch a Shara Lunker.
What was that, 1532?
Something like that, correct? Yeah.
I think that's right. But, man, what a beautiful fish. And it's one of the Florida strain bass that was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
But there's proof in the pudding right there.
Yep.
Between the stockings of Texas Parks and Wildlife, their Shara Lunker program, at one point, I think it was about 3 years ago, they stocked 60,000
mm-hmm.
Of the fingerlings from the Shara Lunker program. And they put it in Buchanan also. And I understand they're catching some good fish on Buchanan.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Now, Travis is going to get that Shara Lunker back and extra fry from that Shara Lunker that they spawned out.
Yep.
That's going to be
cool. I think that's really cool. There's a lot of people who kind of don't want to put a big fish in the Shara Lunker program and said, you know, it stresses them out, they could die, stuff like that. But I think the importance outweighs anything like that. And their live releasing after spawning them there in mm-hmm. Athens and bringing them back is really good.
Yep.
I mean, just very, very few get too stressed out like that. And some of them, they could be a little older anyway.
Yep. Well, it's
underlying stuff. But I think it really works, and I encourage people to utilize that.
Yep. Shara Lunker program, and well, there's so many programs our Texas Parks and Wildlife have. They have saltwater programs, they have freshwater programs, and it's all for the sportsman, whether you're a hunter, whether you're a fisherman, whether you freshwater, whether you saltwater, our Texas Parks and Wildlife are helping us.
And, you know, they started a lot of that with the reflection of the success of the Cheryl Lunker program.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, we had Dr. Greg Stuns on. He's saltwater well, he is the saltwater guy for Gulf of Mexico on yesterday.
Right.
And he says, Ken, he says, what's going to bring the coast back and what's going to help them as much as anything is Texas Parks and Wildlife hatcheries. And I says, no doubt. So
I totally agree. There was a time that redfish were far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in the lower Laguna Madre, Port Isabel area.
You're going to have to, we're fixing to be out of time. Tell us how to find you, brother. Give me a phone number.
Am I fixing to be flooded?
Yeah.
512-784-7793.
Brother, I appreciate it.
She said 5 feet high and rising,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's it. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Ken.
Be good. Bye. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Callahan's. Thank you, family. See y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahan's General Store.
How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone. I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. Brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Their horns were black and shiny and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay.
Doesn't know, but that's probably my favorite song right there. I have my cousin Fan used to be a babysitter. Now I'm talking, I probably wasn't five or six, and she played the guitar and she'd bring her acoustic guitar out there and play that for us and sing when she was babysitting us. And I'm sitting there, and it was Marty Robbins sang that and that song there. But yeah, Ghost Riders in the Sky. And then that, you know, they have See, they redid it now, and it's they played it in something. I can't think of what it was, but yeah, they have redone it probably a half a dozen different ways.
Johnny Cash has a version. I do believe the Outlaws have a version.
Ain't no doubt.
There's a lot of people who covered that song.
Oh yeah, and it's just a great song. And wow, that's all I can say. Oh, by the way, that's the other music. That's the Western music. You know, there's country and Western. If you was wondering what Western is, it's Marty Robbins singing that. Eric probably gonna find y'all some country before long. So, but that's Western music. We couldn't find Kimry. We was gonna have Kimry on, and we couldn't find her. So I said, oh, we'll just fill it. Okay. But what I want to tell you, what I want to tell y'all is, first, you got to get Callahan's. No, not today. You'll have to get there tomorrow. And get you some bedding plants so you can put the garden in. But get there early, so, because it's probably going to rain this evening. So you have to get there early, get your tomato plants, get your peppers, put them in the ground, and maybe get rained on. Yep, now you're set for the garden. Also, you get your onion plants, you can put them in the ground. And yeah, might as well get your soil amendments. You can get that there too. And now, if you're wanting to go fishing, the crappie are biting on Buchanan and many of the, well, all the Highland lakes. We were talking about to Manny Martinez about Choke Canyon yesterday. In Choke Canyon, he says the crappie are doing good there. The males are in the shallow water right now. Your females are probably off the bank a little ways. They hadn't moved in yet. The males come in first. They make the beds. Then the females come in. And the females are getting, there are probably a few females in there, but the abundance of them won't be there. On Buchanan last weekend, Saturday, we caught 30 plus in shallow water. And I mean, foot and a half, 2 foot of water. And we were catching mostly males. The females were off in about 6 to 8 foot of water out in the trees. So, and brush. So that tells us that, last weekend, it's probably going to be, well, it'll start, the females will start coming in today. But all next week, it'll be great crappie fishing in shallow. And find your got a little sand or gravel on it or a rock. You know, fish that bank and fish shallow. And what we were doing, we tell you what, Max come up with this. He was taking just a little cork. You know, the little pink corks that are about an inch and a half long? He was taking those and running his line through there and then putting a little flea fly or something, and he was putting a tail on it. If you just run a flea fly with no tail, wasn't getting the hits. But if you put a pearl tail on there and you throw it out there with a cork above it about a foot and a half, people are saying, well, why do you got a cork on there? I'm going to tell you, because if you chunk it out there without the cork, you have to, as soon as it hits water, you let it hit bottom, and then you reel it in quickly. Well, if it has that cork, you chunk it out there, and you let it sit.
It'll float.
It floats, but you just flip it, just pop it a little bit, and it makes that jig jump. And then you pop it again a little bit, and it makes that jig jump. And each time, we'd pop it a couple times, and then pull it about 6 inches, and once that jig came back down, boom. They were on it. And I mean, we caught some good crappie. They were mostly males. They were the black crappie. And we caught a bunch of them. Well, to tell you the truth, we had a little over a gallon bag of crappie fillets off of 30 fish. So there was some pretty good crappie in there. Max caught a 16 and a half pound striper this last week. Had, two little young girls, and I can't think their name, But they were on the boat, and he hung this striper, and he handed it to one girl, and she started reeling it in and wore herself out. So she got wore out, so she handed it off to the other girl, and she finished it off. Well, then Max got to looking on his phone. He had a youth lake record striper, but both two girls reeled it in. You only can have one person reel a fish in. And so they didn't get a lake record, but they caught a lake record striper for youth division on Buchanan. But two girls reeled it in. And I know I was supposed to have remembered their name, but I didn't. I'm sorry. But this last week was crazy on how good the fishing was. And he's, you know, it was. Now, after that norther blew in, turned him off. After it got windy, it turned him off. I figure this weekend will be good again. But it was pretty good up until that wind hit. It was, well, last weekend wind hit. When did that wind hit? Monday? Sunday evening? Something like that. But it was wonderful last Saturday. And then this last week, I know early in the week or middle of the week was real good. And I figure this weekend's going to be really good. Well, yesterday was already. So I'll see him in a minute. But it's going to be great. Hey, next we're going to visit with Shane Levy, Freer Deer Camp. Then we're going to visit with Chico. Then we'll have another open segment. Hey, family, stick around. Next open segment, I'm going to talk about deer hunting, our turkey hunting, spring turkey season's on. It started last Saturday. Last Saturday, yesterday. Hey, we got to get out of here. Talking to Freer Deer Camp next, Shane Levy. See y'all in a little bit. Thank you, Callahans. See you in a bit, family.
For Friday afternoon, she's gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl, a redneck girl likes to stay out all night long.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands
yep.
are fit to use.
That's the way you all are. Hey, we're going down to Freer now. And we're going to visit with Shane Levy at Freer Deer Camp. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Oh, it is a beautiful morning today.
Ain't it a gorgeous one? Me and Eric were just talking. Sure wish we had some dried venison sausage or maybe a big old piece of summer sausage with a little jalapeno cheese in it. Because we are both hungry this morning.
It's that time of the day, isn't it?
I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, I wish this beautiful weather we have would have come after we had a front that brought us some rain down.
A bunch of rain.
I walked out the other morning to feed my deer and my chickens, and I was talking to my girlfriend. I heard a little pitter patter on the roof. I walked over to my chicken coop just begging to get soaked, and it quit.
Yeah.
It rained for about 30 seconds, and that was it.
We had one little shower come through that if it had rained for, you know, for about an hour or two, we probably got an inch or better rain, but it only rained for about, maybe about 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
When all that hard wind come in. When did that wind come in?
Like it was Sunday or, shoot, I don't remember.
That's when it come through. It blew through, and we had that one little shower, and that was it. And it dried it out. It didn't even settle the dust, but oh well.
Well, boy, it's rough out in the country right now. We were in pretty good shape until the last 3 months. And I know Central Texas, and I spent some time out in Uvalde in September dove hunting, and it was horrible, and I don't think they've gotten a drop out there.
Nope.
There's other parts of the states that are worse than South Texas is right now, but it's bad. I mean, we're selling so much feed, we can't, the feed mills can't keep up. I don't even know what to order, because what I normally order on a weekly basis is gone, and then I add to my orders, and it's still, I can't keep up as a business. I mean, far as what to order, because there's so many people. I got people coming from out of towns that I never sell feed to find out you got feed, because their town doesn't have any feed, and they're coming and buying everything you got.
And that's not just deer feed. It's any kind of feed.
Oh, it's nuts. I mean, because there's nothing for any of the animals to eat right now. Anywhere. I'm not much for cow business, but if I was in the cow business right now, you'd probably have to be feed. I know a lot of guys burning pear.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
They're out burning pear. You know, that's lean time.
Yeah. If they're burning pear, well, it ain't hunting season now, but I guarantee as soon as those cattle go in and eat everything that they want and they go on, those deer right behind them cattle eating that pear, because those deer love pear.
Well, that I was just fixing to say that. A good friend, customer of mine, was telling me he was burning pear, and he said, you ain't going to believe, but the deer are coming out right after his cows, and they're standing around waiting with the cows to eat.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's rough. We got to get to, and we're starting to see some stuff sprouting down here. One place in particular I take care of, it's not overgrazed.
Mm-hmm.
And where the tall grass was still left, even though it's deader than hell, but it caught so much ice during that ice storm that it put some moisture in the ground, and all the animals are out in the open stuff. It's like on the sides of the highway, there's dead deer everywhere right now because, you know, the highway always had lots of grass, so it put a lot of moisture down in the soil from that freeze. And it's brilliant emerald green on the ditches, and that's what the deer are fighting for right now, because right in the brush there's nothing. It's pretty bad.
Now, with the freeze, we had the CEO of Exotic Wildlife, but they were telling us, EWA, Exotic Wildlife Association, Charlie Seal was telling us how many exotics died, just froze to death, and now they're still dying because they caught pneumonia.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's kind of odd. I mean, in every situation's different, because the ranch I take care of, and I've told my landowner, he's got too many animals on there, but we feed them like a feedlot. I mean, I'm putting tons of feed out a month. Nothing goes empty. And right down the road from where I was at, I had a guy tell me, well, I lost a Neil guy, and I lost black bucks, and I lost a kudu.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't lose nothing.
Wow.
So that's an attribute to what I'm feeding the animals and how I'm feeding the animals, because my landowner called me. He hadn't been down in 3 months, and he was seeing all these pictures of dead black buck and axe deer freaking out. I said, we haven't lost nothing. He said, well, how do you know? I said, well, black buck ought to be the first to go. They're the smallest, shortest haired, you know, whatever. An axis deer is so close to a whitetail. And I think a lot of those dead axis deer up in Central Texas, they were underfed. Overgrazed country. That country's in worse shape than this country.
It is.
But like the guy that's down the road from me that lost all these exotics, I don't think he was feeding as well as he should have, because I've got one little old herd of does, 14 black buck does that I see all the time. And the day after the freeze broke, there's my 14 girls, you know. And I'm like, I told the boss man, I said that, we're taking care of them. Our animals are healthy.
Right.
And that's the big difference. Now the Neil guy, I don't really understand. There was talking to a guy named Greg Simons of Wildlife Systems. He told me that they lost a small percentage, and it was the really old ones.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it didn't hurt their population down there, and that's Euteria down on the King Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's different everywhere, but I think for the main thing is Central Texas took it so hard because the range conditions are in such horrible conditions.
So,
and that ought to wake up people as hunters. You need to, if we're going to utilize this resource, you know, we got to take care of them in some form or fashion.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And that's what I was fixing to say. Family, and hunters, if you're out and you want some big deer this next year, this next season, you want some big old bucks, well, you're going to have to get out there and feed them, because there's not a whole lot out there for them to eat in the hill country in South Texas. It's got to start.
Well, not only your bucks, is we're going to lose a complete generation of fawns too, because the does, you know, if we don't get any drier, your does are going to suffer. They're not going to raise their fawns, and we don't have that fawn crop for 5, 6, 7 years from now to harvest those bucks, you know. So that's a big thing. People, you know, it's horns is horns, but utilization of the deer species in general, we won't have them if we don't have fawn crops, and taking care of them all in general. And, you know, figure out what's most effective for yourself as far as economics wise and get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody may be able to feed a premium feed, but there's other stuff out there you can feed them that'll stretch the budget out a little further than, you know, a premium deer pellet, you know, if you can't afford it.
Yep.
So do your part.
Get a protein feeder that is timed and shut it down a little bit. They're going to get some protein. Everybody's going to get some protein, but some protein is better than no protein.
And water utilization too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. I mean, and I had a biologist, and I'm not an educated man by no means, but I've been around this stuff since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. It's all I've ever done is mountain deer and processed deer and work with deer. But water, during dry times, there's stuff out there those deer can eat and digest and utilize if they have plenty of water. If that's the thing I try to tell guys all the time. If you can't afford $400 or $500 extra a month to feed deer, water them.
Yep.
It's cheap.
Yep.
And one-time investment of a couple of troughs and figure out some way to haul it from your camp out into your pasture. And there's stuff. I mean, it's like cattle. Cattle survive on next to nothing.
Yep.
As long as they got something to wash it down with.
Yep. That's it.
And the deer are tougher than the cows ever thought about being. So give them water. If you can't afford to feed them, put in some kind of water station, multiple water stations, and you're not only going to help the game, but you're going to draw in game. You think a food plot draws in game? You ain't seen nothing till you keep water out year round.
Yep. Hey, brother, tell them how to find you. We fix to be out of time.
Look us up at freerdeercamp.com or give us a call at 361-394-5586. Freer Deer Camp. We'd love to hear from you.
But family, one thing you got to do, and Shane's going to be right behind me, feed these deer. We got to keep some protein out there. Yes, the prices are getting crazier, and it's going to get a lot crazier. Price of fuel, and yeah, it's going to get
once
crazy.
Once the fuel hits us, we ain't seen nothing yet, boys and girls.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir. Y'all be careful.
Be good. Thank you, family, and thank you, Callahans. Hey, we'll see y'all on the other side. Y'all be good. Thank you, Callahan.
I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I fall to pieces each time I see you again.
Did that have about a quarter inch of dust on it? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we got Camry Duda on the phone with us right now. We're going to find out. She was canoeing the Rio Grande last week. No. Yeah, last weekend. We visited with her yesterday a little bit about it. And I wanted to find out if they went fishing. Did y'all go fishing? Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. I love to hear that. Yeah, you know what? We did not go fishing, and because I was just so in awe of everything that I was seeing. And interestingly, I saw some carp, and I saw a lot of gar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those are two fish I'm not really interested in catching.
No.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to sit this one out and just enjoy the scenery.
Yep. On Santa Elena Canyon, sitting down there in the river, going through, well, Boquillas and Santa Elena both. That canyon wall is hundreds of feet tall on both of those canyons.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I tell you what, there's a trail called the Marufa Vega Trail, which is shaped like the rosary,
mm-hmm.
which means you need every prayer to make it out alive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all Chihuahuan Desert, and so that's what's really interesting is that, you know, we've got, you know, the Chihuahuan Desert just cut by this oasis of water, right. Rio Grande, right. And it's just remarkable to see both, you know, just both landscapes, and I was just so humbled by seeing it from the water, even though it was low water. I mean, it was 69 cubic feet per second, which isn't a lot.
No.
Still enough to get me down the river, and yeah. I tell you what, there were a couple of hairy spots. Where it was class two. I mean, I was paddling class one. I was out of my boat to Portage just a few times. But, you know, some of those spots, I was really happy I was wearing a life jacket the entire time.
I bet. Now, right now, it wouldn't be real flowing big because it was snowing in the mountains. And the Rio Grande, I guess it heads in Colorado, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, what's interesting is that I paddled it in November and we were at 750 cubic feet per mm-hmm. second. And all the water actually is low from all of my pards that are reporting across the country. It's got a lot of low water levels. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't something that we're not seeing. It's consistent across the board. And I would recommend going with a guiding outfit to do it, and mm-hmm. well, Expedition School will be offering canoe trips down the Rio Grande in the fall, so look for that on our website.
Oh.
I mean, it's just something that we're excited to offer everyone because it's just something that you shouldn't miss.
No, that'd be fun. Now, you're going to be doing canoeing trips. Expedition School will be offering them.
Yeah, we're going to focus on Boquillas Canyon because I tell you what, out of all those sections, that's the one section that has my heart. And, you know, for me as a small business owner, it's all about sharing your heart and what you love and doing what you love. And that was the section of the river that really spoke to me. And I'd love to show everybody what that canyon's all about.
So you'll be putting in right there at where the road comes down to the river. and you can that's where they'd cross to go to Boquillas.
Yeah, the Rio Grande.
Yeah, across the Rio Grande there.
Yeah, Rio Grande Village. And Boquillas Village is just downstream, and, you know, it's still there. But I tell you what, everybody's been hit so hard with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was tough to see how hard everybody's been hit. But it's still a thriving area of just flora, fauna, culture, you name it. And so anyway, but, yeah, just look for that. And, I mean, we're busier than you can imagine on Town Lake with our rentals. I mean, with mm-hmm. spring break and this weather being what it is, you know, in the time being, if you're in and around Austin, come see us at our boathouse, because we've got a great crew ready to put you on the water with canoes, kayaks, tandem kayaks, and stand-up paddleboards on the north shore of the east side. So the Expedition School, just Google us. We're right out of Festival Beach Boat Ramp. And we're, you know, I can't tell you how many people we put on the water. And it's so fun to see so many people just out and about enjoying this liquid sunshine. And, well, liquid sunshine. True
now,
sunshine.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Well, today, we're supposed to get a little shower maybe this evening. I hope we do, because we're needing some rain. But this next week, it's going to be pretty. They're saying we're going to be in the 80s next week. So be a great time to go and go enjoy Lake Austin, or Town Lake, rather, or Lady Bird Lake.
Yeah, it's Town Lake. Yeah, it's Town Lake for us locals. Lady Bird Lake, you know, if you're not. But Ken, I tell you what, I'm teaching a class today, and we're teaching wilderness trauma life support. And that's the other thing that we're doing this spring, is we're getting everybody trained up in lifeguarding, CPR, wilderness first aid, and mountain biking first aid for the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. And we, you know, we're having so much fun training so many people, because everybody's just really excited about getting outdoors with the vaccine now in place, and with everybody just excited to work with kids again, getting the kids back together. The training that we're offering, we're seeing a lot of attendees. So if anybody's interested in taking a class from us, we'd love to see you.
And you can find that where?
At the Expedition School, and you can go to www.expeditionschool.com, and we're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And yeah, and then if you want to give us a call or drop us a text, 512-626-6282.
There you go. Get a hold of Camry. Whether you want to learn how to, let's see, staying alive, and it's doom, 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 doom. You got 100 beats a minute. So you
beats a minute.
So you sing Staying Alive. Don't sing another one, Bites the Dust.
Please don't. And you know what, Ken? We had a really interesting case come in a couple weeks ago, and we had a kiddo, 17-year-old male, come in from a mountain bike race, respiratory distress. And he was COVID positive 6 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And no, he was COVID negative when he came to race.
Okay.
But what we're finding is that folks are who've had COVID are still seeing signs and symptoms left over of respiratory distress triggered by exertion. There's chest pain. There's clots. And so, you know, the key goal for everybody we want to make sure they still know is that do everything that you can to not get this. And stay home if you have any signs and symptoms. And please continue wearing masks, washing those hands, staying a social distance. I know we're 100% open in Texas, but we still need to do our part, because there's so many people still dying and still becoming COVID positive.
Yep.
And people who've had it are seeing just awful manifestations left over from having it. And so, you know, we've just been really trying to make sure everybody still knows that it's still out there, and we still need to do our part.
I know I'm fixing to be out of time, ma'am. Tell them how to find you and where they can find the kayaks and the paddle boards and everything else.
Yeah, so I'm Kimberly. I'm the founder of the Expedition School, www.expeditionschool.com. And we're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Expedition School in Austin, Texas. And I was, you know, I've been in Austin my whole life, and it's just been an honor to serve the community in all of these different capacities and to share these beautiful sanctuaries with the people and empower them through these wilderness skills and life-saving skills, because it's not a question of if, it's when in our industry, as you know, Ken.
Yep. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, y'all stay safe. Thank
ExpeditionSchool.com. Thank you, Camry. Well, wow. Now, next we're going to visit with Chico. And all I can tell you is if you're wanting to get out and catch a bunch of crappie, get to Buchanan, get to LBJ, get to Inks. I bet you they're on Travis the same way. They're in the shallows. The males are in the shallows. The females will be there next week, I'm going to say. But during this next week, well, if it's pretty, get to go fishing. Go fishing. I guarantee you can catch a bunch of fish. Also, the white bass are around the islands on Buchanan. Catching plenty of white bass around the islands off of the river channel. Also, just get out there and troll in the river channel with a shad colored bait, diving bait, and you can catch all you want. We got to get out of here, family. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Got to thank you. Chico's next, and I don't know what we're going to talk about. I'm sure we'll come up with something. Thank you, family, and thank you, Callahan. Make it right, 'cause I belong to you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
War lowrider Chico. Good morning, Chico. How you doing, brother?
Good morning.
Well, let's see.
Have you happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. So let's see. You're 62, 61, or 59. Ow! Are you 55?
I like you. I love you, brother. You know how old I am.
I know how old you are. You're older than me.
Golly. Well, you know what? I'm glad to have made it this far, and I'd like to thank everybody on the planet for not killing me yet.
I understand.
But it is one of those things, you know, like when everybody wishes you happy birthdays, you go, oh, please don't remind me anymore. Don't tell anybody.
You know, when you were younger.
The cat's out of the bag.
So. You know, when you was younger, it hurt your feelings when you didn't get a cake from mama or birthday presents. And now, oh, hell, I don't want a coat. No, I'm on a diet. I don't eat no cake. Don't make me a cake.
Yeah. Well, I got
don't tell me how old I am either.
Yeah. No, I had a good birthday though. I got my cupcakes and we did all right. We, you know, this year we're counting our blessings, because as bad as it's been, you know, here we are. We're still here and healthy and looking forward to a, you know, future of many, many, many more years. So, you know, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful.
I understand. I guarantee you, I do. But, well, do you have me a red chili or green chili recipe?
I do. And, you know, I have noticed some things about the green chili supply in Texas, that it did get a little bit low even down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been picking it up from Walmart, but I did notice that there is a fresh supply of frozen green chili. And it's, you know, pretty much all the any in your frozen section of your stores. And the recipe I'm going to give you is for your breakfast. This goes good with anything, but I suggest you use some pork, maybe a little light pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
Start by frying it up in some butter and use plenty of butter, because the butter goes to help gravy
mm-hmm. this up, and you cook your pork chop in it. And I love these thin little breakfast ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you take that and pull the pork chop out of it. Now you got your grease in there, and you go and take about 8 to 16 ounces of that green chili, and you put it in that pan with onions and saute it up. Saute these up till them onions get nice and opaque, just barely started. Now, as you're doing that, you have taken this pork chop, and you can slice it up into little tiny pieces. You can shred it out just as long as it gets back in mm-hmm. there. And then I'll take a you can make your choice. The old way is you put just water in it
mm-hmm.
And you steam it down, or I like to put chicken stock in it and take and put a half a cup to a cup of chicken stock, doesn't matter. What you want to do is reduce this down until what you've got is a thick little soupiness
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with the meat in it. And I'm telling you, Ken, this is now so special on eggs, on in your tacos, as a morning chili. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Now, what I did leave out, make sure you're spicing it. You got salt and pepper. Put a little bit of garlic. I like garlic powder because it cooks well.
Right.
And I've been using lately, Ken, to add to my chili recipes. It's real simple, and nobody supports you or me from this, but this Fiesta brand
mm-hmm.
sees it. You know, you and I are a fan of those things. They're mm-hmm. made in Texas, and they have dried onions, minced onions.
Yeah.
They're dehydrated. Man, they soak up greasy things really, really well, and watery things. And it goes good in a chili gravy and working with green chili.
What would that be on rice? Just put it over rice?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can rehydrate it. It goes good on beans. It'll work with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a more cooked version of a basic prepared chili. You know, because what I'm telling you is put this chili in there and roast it almost again with that with the onions. And I'm telling you, Ken, it's you put it on eggs. It's the best thing for you in the morning.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's a super taste. And another thing I want to let
No. You're gonna have to do that. Eric's got something for you.
All right. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Well, you know what? I'm flattered because now I realize iHeart has to pay for the rights to that. Way to go, Eric. No, that's all right. He's got you guys pay all your fees, so they let you use all that stuff on the radio that you can't use on social media. That's great.
Yep. Now, Eric says, but he does it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Okay. But anyway, now what were you going to say?
I don't remember what that.
I know. I call that an old man moment.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of those now that I'm over 65.
Yep, I understand.
But, you know, that if I ate more chili in the mornings, I think my memory would be a little bit better. But, oh, here is what I was going to tell you. I wanted to let people know that when you're using green chili, make sure that you're not going for the mild. I know even Ken wants to reach for the mild chili. Go for the hot and use less of it if you want to spice something up.
Okay, I can go for that.
Yeah, especially because when you cook with it, Ken, it really tames that type of chili a lot. A lot more than like if you're using reds or cayennes or
chili piquins.
Yeah, or chili piquins, right, that are dangerous. Green chili, in general, you can cook it out, especially if you are reducing something down a lot. So, you know, go for the hottest that's there. It has the, and I haven't found anything that's being sold on the market in Texas right now that is so hot you can't eat it.
it's not as hot as people think, especially compared to other chilies. So it's worth the taste. Get out and try it.
I tried something the other day. You know those big jalapenos that you get, the big ones?
Yep.
They're not real hot. You cut the end off of them, cut them down the middle, and then cut the veins out, fill it full of cheese, and then we wrap bacon around them. I think we even put a raw piece of shrimp in there, and then put them on the pit and cooked them a little while. Oh man, you talk about good.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they call that, but
there's a hot dog truck here that's doing some of that split up, and they kind of curly cue around a hot dog and wrap it with the bacon and the jalapenos. Oh man, again, it's an all beef hot dog. It's one to try.
Have you ever ate over here at Moonshine's downtown Austin, over by the convention center?
No, I have not.
They do a hot dog. No, they do a corn dog shrimp. It's a
blueberry
big,
mustard.
Oh yeah,
ooh,
they do a big shrimp, big raw shrimp. They dip it into the corn dog batter and then deep fry them. Oh man.
You know what?
We're hungry.
That's state fair food, but oh man, I mean, and it's so popular on these trucks, and you know, sometimes it's my birthday. I'm gonna go eat something like that. All right.
You won't eat much of it.
No, you know that. I can't fit it. But it doesn't stop me from buying a whole plate. That's true.
Well, you can always share with Helen. We got to get out of here, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And tell them how to get find you. Tell them where to find you real quick.
Well, you can find me on the original Keep Austin Fishing on Facebook and Ken Milam's page, Great Outdoors, on Facebook, YouTube. Go check out Striper Fever. Check out Ken's page. And we'll soon to have some stuff on PondBoss.com.
Appreciate it, brother.
We'll see, Ken.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. See y'all next week. Saturday morning on the Great Outdoors, Sunday morning on the Sunday Sportsman. Thank y'all so very much, and thank you, Callahans. Y'all be good, family. Stay safe and sound. We'll see y'all later. Be good, family. Bye.
After all, I've witnessed one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.